Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Delaine MD podcast. I'm glad to have everybody here. This is part three of four-part series about thoughts and how to manage your thoughts and how to get your results that you want by having intentional, deliberate thoughts. It's really where the magic is. I know that many of you have heard me talk about our thoughts and dealing with them and how that this is the magic to long-lasting weight loss, and this is really what blows the doors. I cannot stress to you guys the importance of this. So I'm really glad that I've been able to do this four-part series, and I really hope you guys have found it helpful. As always, if you're finding this information helpful, if you would be so kind as to leave me a rating and a review, that helps this information get out to more people. I want to remind everybody about the Facebook Lives every Tuesday evening. And then next weekend, May the 4th, there is going to be my seminar. Hopefully you've had a chance to get online and get signed up for this. Space is limited, but it's going to be a 90-minute seminar on Zoom. You can sit in the comfort of your own home and your pajamas on your bed. Nobody will see you. I can see you, but you will not be seen by any of the other participants. I will not be in my pajamas, but please know I will not judge you if you are in your pajamas. I totally get it. But yeah, you can do this all from the comfort of your home. You will get the presentation materials. There will be some other materials provided with the seminar, and then there will be things like worksheets. We are going to talk about what you're eating, when you're eating it, why you're eating it, and then how to intentionally change those patterns so that you can get to the goals that you have as far as your weight goes. So that again is May the 4th. It is going to be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. I will be on there live with you. I will be taking any questions that you have. Any coaching that anybody wants, I'll be doing there. You can see how that works. Lots of good stuff is going to be there, so I hope to see everybody there. Okay, so today, this is the third part of this thought series that I've been doing. Started off with thought models, walking you through the thought model that I use to help people work through what they're thinking and what results they're getting right now from those thoughts and really how to get to the results that they want. So the thought model, again, you have circumstances. And remember, those circumstances are always going to be facts. Everybody would look at the circumstance the same way. The temperature is a great example. Everybody looks at the thermometer, 35 degrees. It is what it is. Everybody reads the same thing. Then you have thoughts about those circumstances. And this is what I like to call the T-line, the thought line. Your thoughts are certainly individual to you. They are not what everybody thinks, right? You have feelings that those thoughts drive, and then you have actions that are caused by those feelings, and those actions give you your results. That's the thought model. Last week, we talked about doing journaling or taking out the trash. That's what I like to call it. It's thought downloading, looking at your thoughts, kind of getting all your thoughts out on paper, looking at the ones that are giving you a hard time, putting them through that thought model, seeing what results you're getting, and then looking at maybe a different thought that might get you the results that you want. But recognizing, again, the circumstance is never the problem. It's the thought that you're having about the circumstance. That is the problem. Again, you know, we look at this temperature business. If you remember back to the thought model podcast, I talked about 35 degrees. My thought is that it's cold and miserable outside. My feeling is miserable. My action is to stay inside and not have any fun, which gives me the result that it's miserable outside, right? The action that I have supports that thought. It provides evidence to the thought that I have because that's how our brain wants to work, right? So same circumstance as 35 degrees. My thought could be, this is not the way it is, just so we're clear, I don't like it being cold. But my thought certainly could be that there are only some things that I can do when it's cold outside like this. I should get out and go do those fun things because that's the only time that I get to do them is when it's this temperature. That would give me a feeling of anticipation, maybe excitement for whatever that thing might be. That would give me the action of getting out and going and doing fun things. That would give me the result that there is the only time of the year that I can do this. A better example for me is I don't mind that it's cold until January 1st. I love snowy Christmases. I love snowy Thanksgivings. I love crisp fall mornings in anticipation of Halloween. I love all of that. I love that entire season, man, from honestly Labor Day through the 1st of January. I love it. I love everything about it. 35 degrees on October 20th is not a big deal for me. I love that. I love the crispness in the air. I love that the trees are changing colors. I love that all of the houses in our neighborhood have all sorts of Halloween decorations on them. I love it. It's so much fun. I love it. So, there is actually a time where 35 degrees does not mean it's cold and miserable, but it has to be before January 1st for me, okay? I just know this is how it is. And I don't mind it. I like kind of staying inside and staying warm through February and watching football on the couch. I don't mind that, right? But again, on October 20th, when it's 35 degrees, my thought is not, it's cold and miserable. My thought is, I love this time of year. This is the beginning of the best time of the year. This is awesome. I love what's coming my way. That gives me a great feeling of anticipation and total excitement, right? My action, I'll get out, I'll go for a run in the morning. I'll look at the trees as they change. When I turn down my road to get into my neighborhood, there are these five beautiful trees that you're facing, and they are flaming, glowing red. They are the most beautiful things in the fall, and it's beautiful. I love it. I love every bit of it. So when I have this, when it's cool outside and I'm feeling excited, I turn down my road, I see these beautiful trees, and it supports this thought that I love what's going on. I love this time of year, and that 35 degrees is part of it. I'm totally down with it. So that's how the thought model works. We have our circumstances, we have our thoughts, we have our feelings, we have our actions that are driven by those feelings, and then we have the results that come from those actions, right? And the thought that we have, again, is very unique to us. And getting your thoughts to one, feel real to you, and two, give you the results that you want is really the work that you have to do. Today, we're going to talk about intentional thoughts. We're going to talk about how to get intentional thoughts, deliberate results, results that are what you want. Because your thoughts are going to be what you always prove, right? Your actions will always prove those thoughts. They will either provide more evidence of that thought, they will be an exact match to the thought sometimes. Or sometimes when you're dealing and working through thoughts that you might be having about others, you will get actions that give you results that are reflections of your thoughts of others, right? So they're being hateful. Your feeling is hurt. Your action is to go out and talk nasty about them to all your friends. Your result then is you're being hateful, right? You're reflecting that thought. So I want you to remember that your thoughts are always what's getting you your results. And your results are always going to support that thought, always going to be tied into that thought that you're having. So intentional thoughts, we've talked about this before. We want to jump to rainbows and butterflies, to daisies and sunshine all the time, right? What do I mean when I say that? I mean that we want to jump immediately to having thoughts that are pretty. So I'm going to use an example. Again, this is something I've worked through personally, the toilet paper roll in the bathroom. So the toilet paper roll would not be replaced. I would go to use the bathroom and there would be no toilet paper. That was my circumstance. There's no toilet paper. Somebody did not replace the toilet paper roll. My thought was my 16-year-old stepdaughter, who's no longer 16 anymore, didn't replace the toilet paper roll, and she's disrespectful and rude because of it. My feeling was angry. My action was to see every time and blame her every single time that the toilet paper roll was not replaced. She was the only one in the possible world that could have done it, just her. She carried the weight of the world on her shoulders, very narrow shoulders, so I'm not sure how she did it, but I was putting that there. My result then was to always see that my stepdaughter did not change a toilet paper roll. She did not replace toilet paper roll. So jumping to rainbows and daisies, right, is to say the toilet paper roll wasn't replaced, and that's totally okay. It's fine. I love it when the toilet paper roll is not replaced. That didn't feel real. That would never feel real, right? So this is the work that we have to do, right? We have to find a thought that gives us a better result, but still feels real. And that's where you have to spend some time in this. For me, after trying on many, 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 many thoughts about the toilet paper roll, What I came to was the toilet paper roll wasn't replaced. My thought, my stepdaughter is not choosing to use toilet paper as a way to make my life miserable. My feeling was a humorous tolerance. My action was replacing the toilet paper roll. And my result is, no, my stepdaughter is certainly not using toilet paper to make my life a living hell. That has removed all of the anger, all of the frustration, all of the entitlement to toilet paper being always available to me. I laugh at myself. Toilet paper? Really? Really? Yeah, I've spent this much time on toilet paper, kids. Lots to work through in that brain of mine. Either way, I could not have jumped to, it's great that the toilet paper is not replaced. That did not feel real. Yes, it's a very pretty thought. It's totally okay. I am so far above being bothered by toilet paper. Yeah, that's a really pretty thought. And for those of you who live that thought, man, live in that and fly that proud because you are on top of something. But for me, that was not going to feel real. And I knew that. But what really did feel real is this is not the way that my stepdaughter is trying to make my life a living hell. My stepdaughter is not looking at toilet paper as the way to make my life a living hell. So your intentional thought needs to feel real and give you better results. And you are going to work through a series of these, right? Your original thought that doesn't get you the results and the results that you want and the thought that gets you those results, there's going to be a number of steps in between. We're actually going to talk about that next week. When we're looking at the scale, when we're looking at our weight loss, when we're looking at those goals, you'll have a circumstance right now. Your weight is going to be whatever it is, 200 pounds because it's easy to work with. 200 pounds is your weight. Your thought is, that's too heavy. I'm never going to lose my weight. Your feeling is hopeless, helpless. Your action is to avoid making a food plan, avoid putting any effort into it, hide under the covers with a bag of Oreos, and your result, of course, is going to support, I'm never going to figure this out, right? I'm not going to get this. I can't seem to do it. So you can take a thought model and put whatever you want in that result line. You can start with the result line. If you want the result to be, I'm the kind of person who loses weight, or you want the result to be, I weigh my goal weight, whatever that might be, what actions do you need to take to get that result? What action do you need to take to have the result of I weigh my goal weight? Maybe your action is, I need to make a food plan every day and stick to it. Let's start with making a food plan though. Maybe your action is, I need to go grocery shopping every week because when I don't have groceries, I make bad food decisions. So then you look, what feeling, you take a step up on that line. You know, we have the C line, the T line, the F line, the A line, the R line, the result line, the action line, we've got that. What feeling do you need to have that will drive you to have that action, that will drive you to complete that action? What feeling do I need to have that's going to drive me to go to the grocery store? Determined, maybe. Challenged, maybe. Intentional, maybe. Whatever that might be. I like determined. So for me, if I feel determined to reach my goal, I am going to have the action of taking the steps, making a plan, going to the grocery store that gets me the results of being the person who's reached my goal weight. So what thought do you need to have that makes you feel determined? And that's the magic, right? That's the hard work because it's got to be a thought that feels believable and drives you to feel determined. It gives you the feeling of being determined. So for me, thoughts that I had in my process of getting to my goal weight were things like, I'm learning to be the person who reaches her goal weight. I'm becoming the kind of woman that reaches her goal weight. I am becoming the kind of person who sticks to a food plan. I'm learning to be the person who relies on herself and does what she says she will. All of that drove me to feel determined and challenged, which drove me to actions that got me my results. And then your circumstance in that thought model is your weight loss, really, or your goal weight, or your effort at weight loss, right? Your plan, right? So maybe my circumstance was my goal weight. My thought was I am learning to become the person that sticks to a plan to get to her goal weight. My feeling was determined. My action was to make a plan every day because I knew for me that was imperative.
And my result was I became the person who reached my goal weight. That felt real to me. So you need to sit and go through the model and find thoughts that feel real to you. They must feel real to you. And here's the deal, you may not know. You may not know until you go on and do what we try it on in the wild. So another example might be the thoughts that you have to stay on plan through the day, right? So 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I've seen, 15 patients. I'm frustrated, irritated, whatever. All sorts of people are asking me questions. I just want to be left alone. I'm craving chocolate. And what thought is it that I'm going to have in that moment that's going to drive me to stick to my plan, which does not include chocolate? So some thoughts that I've found that have worked for me, some of them worked well, some of them did not work initially. Thoughts like, I want to reach my goal weight, or I'm committed to reaching my goal weight, that didn't work for me. On paper, it looked fine. The circumstance would be, I crave food in the afternoons. I could tell everybody that everybody could come and assess me, say, hey, are you craving foods in the afternoons? I could say, sure I am. This is what I do in the afternoons. This is who I am. So that would be my circumstance. The thought would be, I am committed to sticking to my plan. On paper, I would think that that would give me a feeling of determination, which would give me the action of sticking to my plan, which would give me the result of being committed to sticking to my plan. When I would go to try that on in the situation, it did not work. That did not drive me to have a feeling of commitment, of determination to stick to my plan. But some things that did. The thought, be uncomfortable on purpose for a bigger purpose. The thought, I am willing to be uncomfortable on purpose for a bigger purpose. That hooked me in. So again, my circumstance is cravings, my afternoon cravings. My thought is, I'm willing to be uncomfortable on purpose for a bigger purpose, which is my weight loss. My feeling was stone hard, rock hard commitment, rock hard determination. In the moment, that would feel very determined. And my action was to stick to my plan, which gave me the result that I was willing to sit through the discomfort of that craving on purpose. I knew it was there. I knew that that was what I was choosing to do for my bigger purpose. So that's where the work is. That's where it's hard, guys. That's where intentional thoughts, we want to get to the intentional thoughts because we believe immediately that's going to give us our results, and it will give you results, but it will not be immediate, okay? And I want you, as you're looking for this immediacy, as you're looking for this right now result, I want you to take a moment and think about why you want that. You want your results quickly, because you believe you will feel better once you get the results. And here's what I'm going to tell you. You won't. Because the circumstance of what the scale reads does not have anything to do with how you feel. The thoughts that you have about it, that's what has to do with how you feel. That's where your feelings come from. If you have thoughts about yourself that you're bad, that you're inadequate, that you are disgusting, if you have self-loathing thoughts, no matter what the scale reads, you're going to find evidence to support those self-loathing thoughts because that's what you've thought so long. You have to take the time, be aware of your thoughts, find thoughts that feel real, and then actively start thinking those new thoughts before you're going to get the results. And that is what leads to long-term weight loss, right? That is what leads to a whole new life. Things you couldn't have even imagined before. That is what gets you there. You can have whatever wonderful thoughts you want to have about yourself. You can feel as amazing as you want to feel right now, today. It has nothing to do with the weight. When you stop trying to get that scale down quickly because then you want to feel good, that's when it starts to click. That's when things start to come to a place where you start to realize how this really works. It has nothing to do with what the scale reads. You will not feel better. If you were magic genied to your ideal weight, your goal weight tomorrow, you would not feel any better. You'd have the same crappy thoughts you have today. You got to change those thoughts. And that's where this intentional business comes in. Okay, guys, go out and try this. Tell me how it works. I want to hear all your feedback. I want to see everybody on May the 4th. And then next week, guys, we're going to talk about plans. We're going to talk about how to become the new you. How you use these thought models, the taking out the trash, the thought downloads, and developing intentional models to bridge who you are today and who you want to become. That's what we're talking about next week. I will talk to you guys then. Bye. You've been listening to the Delaine MD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delaine Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delaine Vaughn, visit www.delainemd.com. The bus! Ha ha! Ho ho! Scheiße, wo ist mein...